Joined now by Coach Bill Wilson, head coach for the baseball team at Garden City High School. And the spring sports are here and underway. And, of course, we're on spring break week. But actually, baseball will lead off the 2013 spring season. It is anticipated that it will play out on Friday here at Clint Leitner Field. It was expected to be on the road down at Word of Life High School down at Wichita. But, again, the spring weather and winter storms that kind of come in unexpectedly to make some changes. But, Coach, as we take a look at this, we might talk about that a little bit. What is anticipated for this opening game?
It's Kansas baseball at its best. You know, springtime is probably the worst time of the year to play baseball, but especially March. But, no, we were originally set for Friday was the original schedule, and then they wanted to kick it back to Saturday. And we said, well, we play on Tuesday against Heist, and I just didn't want to mess up our kind of our rotation, give our guys some rest and stuff. And so, but weather-wise, they're supposed to be pretty bad this week. So they were looking at Friday, Saturday, not being able to do anything there. So he called yesterday and said, can we move it to your place? And I said, sure. And we were looking at Saturday, and Saturday looked okay until about 24 hours ago. Now Saturday is out, and we're back to Friday here once again at 1 o'clock, weather permitting. So we'll see if it's in the 40s, we'll probably play. If it's lower than that, if it's in the 30s, we might look at another date later on down the year.
Yeah, it's always a problem when you get to just spring sports, and especially for baseball, softball, that you might have to reschedule two or three different times. Because let's talk about last year and coming off of a season that was a much better season for you than had been in recent years, and your guys really stepped it up. I thought you had some guys that really stepped up quality-wise, not only on your defensive side, but also hitting the ball, but pitching was also better for you as well. And just talk about that a little bit. You were within one run of making it to the game that was going to get you the state tournament down at Wichita last year.
Those are the kind of games where I can almost remember out for out and not quite pitch for pitch, but what happened in that game, in that last game. And the big thing was that I told them afterwards, and I could see it coming, was that we finally got some kids that are taking ownership of how they respond to things and how they approach the game and how they approach practice sessions and that kind of thing. And that was a big turning point from last year. We had several games. I mean, we played TMP. It's either 9 or 10 innings and got beat 2-1, and they ended up going to state. We played Hayes close. We played several people we just didn't swing it as well as what we needed to with the pitching we had. And one fortunate thing is we do have number one coming back, and he was in that 1-0 game at regional last year where the guy gives up one hit in the first inning and one run in the first inning and retires the next. I believe it was probably about, I would think it had been about the last 18 hitters in a row. So it was a phenomenal game, one of the best games that I've seen pitched at this high school. And like I say, he's back, and we have middle of our infield kind of back. We got center field back. We got shortstop back. We're going to have to fill in at second base. We're going to have to find somebody there. But we got third base back. First base is fairly intact. And so anyway, big thing was, I just think we made a turn of kids, like I said, taking ownership. And I told him after the game, and I still remember this too, that I saw a lot of guys that bothered them. It bothered them a lot. I mean, we had guys crying, and we had guys that were totally disappointed and not making that next step. And we really felt like if we did, we felt, we had seen, I think it was East. I can't remember who the two seed was or whatever that we would have faced if we'd have won that game. And I just felt real good about our chances to, go up against them, because Heights ended up winning, going and beating them, and beating them fairly easily and going on to state. So, and we, like I said, we had played Heights already twice that year and played them decently. But that game was a fun game. I mean, it was enjoyable to be a part of. And I know it was an umpire's dream, because I think it was only about an hour and 20-minute game, and it was done. So they were in hog heaven.
It certainly was a great, great game. And matter of fact, I went back the other day and I looked at that game on the video webcast that we produced, and it was outstanding. I cut a piece out of that and used that here just recently, and it was just a great, great game, and maybe one of the best baseball games we'd probably seen all year long against a team that we had lost to down there on the road, Wichita Heights, in two games quite handily off the start of the season, yeah. And came back at the end of the year. Great to see the guys play like that. Another key factor for this year is the fact that you thought you had lost your catcher, who's been really solid for you for the last couple of years, and Thomas Solario. He had moved away, but has now since moved back. So Thomas back behind the plate for you.
Yeah, it was like a late Christmas present. But you know, we were prepared to move on. It would have been tough though, because we had one kid coming up from the JV that had caught on the JV, and we had no other catchers. And he's a decent receiver, but you know, Thomas was really solid, and he's a kid that's, you know, he's got a bright future. I think he's gonna play somewhere. And it was, you know, our number one hitter too. This is a guy that hit 350, 360 for us last year as a sophomore. So yeah, getting him back really solidified. I mean, because we were going to struggle behind the plate, and when you do that up the middle, you got to be solid there.
Well, you know, Coach Beffert, who runs the summer program, and a lot of these same guys play on that summer program, they had a lot of success last year. How do you think that's going to carry over with the young guys moving up and your experience coming back?
Well, I'm hoping they upped the schedule last year and played a little tougher schedule and stuff, and that's always beneficial. I want it to get better, and hopefully we can do some more things with that. But yeah, that having some carry over when you have your coaching staff that, you know, hopefully is running the same philosophies and doing the same things you are, makes a huge difference. So we're just short on numbers on the varsity. It's first time ever that we're only carrying 12, 13 kids on the varsity this year, and normally we're 14 or 15 kids, but we feel like, you know, I'd rather have 12 or 13 that, you know, I've got some guys that can play two or three positions on the infield, and really if you got four outfielders, you're in good shape and everything. So I'm happy with the numbers we got in there. And then we cut down on our numbers on our other squads too, because we had 52 kids try out this year, and when you have, you know, we've been trying to be a little lenient on the freshman squad and keep everybody and not cut. And this year we made some decision. We needed to get some kids a little more quality playing time and then we had one great thing. We had an additional staff member added this year. I got another assistant coach, and really got lucky in getting two guys on our freshman squad. I have my son is back, and he's helping coach the freshman team, and then a guy named Joey Kraft that moved here from, was an Emporia State grad and played college ball at Emporia State, and unbelievable athlete. He's three-time state champion wrestler, and just both of them great, you know, go-getters, and both of them going to do a quality job down there. And we've got a good freshman team. I think this might be the best. I mean, has the chance to be the best freshman team we've ever had. So
great to add not only quality players but quality staff members as too. Talk about your pitching rotation on this year and how that looks, and what you expect at this point.
That's a big question mark right now. We have number one for sure. Last year we had kind of two guys that we felt like could be, you know, vying for that position, but then we found out by the end of the year that Edgar was by far our best, you know, our best pitcher and stuff, and he's going to fill that spot again this year. But after that, we got a tie for number two. So we got about five guys that are having an opportunity to, you know, we had our alumni game over the weekend. We had some guys get an opportunity to, show us what they got and stuff on that. So we had some, we got an idea and a little indication, but it's going to be a work in progress, Jerry, if I can put it that way, because right now I don't know who our number two might be. You know, when we do put guys in, they come from other positions, and we're, like I say, we're only carrying 12, 13 players, and with that, we're going to have some guys that are going to fill in defensively on some spots when we take other people out. So, you know, we'll get it aired out. I mean, we're going to have an opportunity. If I looked at the schedule and read it right, we're going to have, you know, I think in about a 13-day period, we're going to have eight games. So we're going to, once again, year after year, we're one of the few teams, I think, that goes bang, bang, bang and gets dang near half of your schedule done by the first week in April. So we're looking forward to it.